Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Chamber Chat with your host, Christy Barse. Christy is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, and we're always so happy to get caught up with her. Hey, it's finally fall. We are in the throngs of fall, and boy, it's apple season, it's pumpkin season, it is
the pool season.
Yes, oh my goodness. And it's such a wonderful time for people to come and check out Hastings and for our residents of Hastings to take advantage of all the great things that we have just in our neck of the woods during this time period. So tell us about what you're seeing from your standpoint at the Chamber.
Yeah, well, in the spirit of apples and pumpkins and fall, tourism is in full gear. We have had a significant amount of increase in visitors visiting the tourism office, and from all over the state, some from Iowa, wanting maps for historic tours, wanting to know where the apple orchards are. I know the downtown just did a mini fall festival to encourage people to shop downtown. And our tourism numbers are still trending at close to 50% above what we were last year.
Okay, what? So, that is awesome.
Yeah. It's, and when I say 50% above, that's based on people that are staying in town and staying overnight. But yes, our numbers are right now, and they're not at the end of the year yet, but trending about 50% above what we were last year. So tourism is doing fantastic, and I think it's only going to grow as the colors continue to change.
And how do you track that, Christy?
So we track it on a couple different metrics. Mainly we track it based on hotel stays. So when people stay overnight, there is a lodging tax, and that is the money that we use to invest in marketing, for marketing outside of the community. And so when I say 50%, that means that the money that's coming in from that lodging tax is 50% above where it was last year. And then a couple other ways that we track it is the number of requests we get for visitor guides. So we have people that will reach out through the website, on the phone, asking for maps and visitor guides. And then we also have what are called destination marketing centers that are on the highway. And they will call and ask us to send them additional visitor guides. So those requests are also up about 30%. I was going to say 40, but 30%. Over last year. So that means that people are really enjoying the material that's getting out there and wanting to learn more about Hastings, which is fantastic.
It is fantastic. It's fantastic for everybody, isn't it? Wow.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's great to see our hotels busy. And I know that there's a buzz around town, and then people really, they really enjoy the natural assets that we have. Our trails are incredibly busy with walkers and bikers right now. And we're noticing it just visually being in the downtown area with a ton of outside traffic in the downtown. So yes, it's been a good start to fall from a tourism perspective.
That is awesome. And it's just so great to hear that some of the things that you had put in place and really made a focus a couple years ago, those things are coming to fruition like you hoped.
Yeah. And we have a couple fun publications. So when I say our tourism guide, it's really all-encompassing for itineraries for visitors that come to town any time of the year. So we have it separated from spring, summer, fall, winter. So any time of the year you're visiting, you have a couple different items that you know you can put together a few-day trip. And those guides are just flying off the shelf. And then we also created a bike guide where you can see all of the trails that are within the Hastings area and then also the connecting trails. And then we highlight the top 10 things to see on those trails. So those bike guides have really been flying off the shelves as well. So yes, it's been good to see.
Well, I think that people that live in Hastings, it would be smart for them to pop their head into the beautiful chamber offices, which are located at the Confluence Hotel. And
yes,
learn more about their own city. I think
yes,
we'd be surprised yes. at some of these Absolutely. Little treasures that you have.
Yes, I would welcome that anytime. We are located at the Confluence Hotel. We are just to the right before you get into the hotel lobby. But yes, I would welcome that because we do have a lot of Hastings residents, a lot of new Hastings residents that stop in and say, I'm new to town. What do I need to know? Where can I shop? Where can I hike? Like, what do I need to know? And I think that they're really amazed at how much that we have to offer and how they can create an entire itinerary for their friends and family that may be visiting for any special occasion. So yes, I would encourage all residents to stop in and say hi, see your office, and then get to know a little bit more about your community.
Well, and I have to tell you, I have used some of your brochures as just a little, put it on the dresser in a little spare bedroom we have if we have visitors that are staying with us.
Nice.
You know, to just kind of, hey, tonight page through this and we'll do whatever you want to do tomorrow. And
yeah,
it's been so handy. People really love, and they're surprised. And a lot of times, you know, we live here, we know about our wonderful hidden gems, but we don't think about them as so special because we're so used to them. But people are,
they're in our backyard.
Yes. But it's a good reminder that we are just surrounded by such beauty in this part of Dakota County and our wonderful city. So thank you. So that's a great idea for people to pop their head in and pick up some of those brochures, even if they are listening and they live in Hastings.
Yes. And I would say, just because it's fall, I do want to remind listeners that we have 3 apple orchards right in the area that you can take your family to. You can pick fresh apples. And then there's a ton of activities with corn mazes and live music, and there's pumpkin patches. So I highly encourage people to visit Afton Apple and Whistling Wells and Carpenter Nature Center, because I will tell you firsthand that once you start eating apples from those apple orchards, it's going to be hard to buy them from the grocery store. And our grocery store apples are fantastic, but there's really a difference in getting a fresh apple from a local orchard.
Not only that, but the grocery stores don't let you taste every one of them.
That's true.
Least the grocery stores I've been to. Sometimes I just want to taste like, hey, what does this new apple taste like? And that's the beauty of going to the orchard. You can go, oh, I guess I don't like that as much as I thought I might. Or I never would have thought to taste this. And this is like my new favorite apple. Oh, it's such a great time of year. And it's something that we used to do always with our kids. But as an adult, I've done it, go to visit these wonderful apple orchards, and it's equally as fun. And it's more fun to pick out your own pumpkin, you know, rather than buy that someplace that they already picked it out for you.
It's a complete experience.
It's an experience. Yes. We'll talk about experiences. We are back in the school year, and that is something that you ramp up, and you do this wonderful Future Workforce Alliance in partnership with the Hastings School System. And that has just been so cool to see how that has grown. Tell our listeners, please, about this alliance and what you're up to now.
Yeah, so the Future Workforce Alliance formed about 3 years ago, and it's a partnership between the Hastings Chamber of Commerce and the Hastings School Districts. We work mainly with the high school right now, but it's really an opportunity for businesses to get into the classroom to work with students on employability skills, career exploration, and really help students that don't know what they want to do after high school. And the Future Workforce Alliance is focused on careers, but we're so fortunate to have the college and career department at the high school that also involves, you know, the military and colleges, and anything that students need to know after high school is at their fingertips through this department within the high school. So where we come in from the chamber is we help connect businesses and then create programs that can be implemented during the high school's Raider Connect time. So we have one coming up, actually, and it's called Teens at Work. We have 7 different local employers that are coming into the high school, and they're going to meet with students at 2 different class times. And it's simply roundtables. So employers are going to come in and ask them, did you have a summer job? Have you had a first job? Are you currently working? And then allow students to ask some of the questions that they may have been uncomfortable to ask their employers when they were on the job. So it's really an opportunity to break down barriers and then help students feel comfortable asking some of those questions that they didn't want to ask their employers, get some resources that way, and then it's an opportunity for our employers to learn, okay, these are the things that students are nervous about. This is what is on their mind. This is what I should be mindful of when I'm interviewing and hiring them. So I'm really excited about that very first event that's kicking off here in a week, and lots more to come.
And that's something that was born out of what? How did you think about this roundtable approach?
So we work very closely with the College and Career Department, and they are able to bring to us what they're hearing from their students. And so what they're hearing from their students is a decent amount of nerves about that very first job, or maybe they just got done with their summer job. And although it may have been a decent experience, they still felt uncomfortable in a variety of areas. And it may have been something that their parents weren't able to help them with fully. And so that's where this idea was born. Let's bring in some employers that can connect with students who just had their first summer job, ask them how it went, ask them about the good and the bad, and then give them the opportunity to say, here is where I was really flustered, or here is where I got really concerned. And they can kind of work as mentors in this class period to help them work through some of those nerves. And then on the employer side, they can gain insight into what students are thinking and what is making them anxious.
That is so awesome. And are these employers that would potentially be hiring these students maybe next summer?
Yep, all of the employers are involved. We've got a couple restaurants. We have a senior living, fast food restaurants, and then also a couple banks that will hire at 18, I believe. But all local employers that can hire right now or right out of high school.
That's just fabulous. And that's such a wonderful way for kids to partner and just get those questions answered. That is so awesome.
Yeah, so that is just the very first of many programs that we'll be able to do in the high school. We'll bring back our Employability Skills Summit. We'll do some mock interviews. We do a program with the junior math classes that is a really deep dive into understanding compensation packages. And then it really is a work in progress. So we have a committee of employers and then some members of the high school that help us plan these events throughout the year. And we learn every year, but I will say that the participation is growing significantly. So hopefully we're doing a good job.
I have a feeling you are. You also have another event coming up that you wanted to chat about involving MnDOT and the Highway 61 project. Tell us about that, please.
Yes. So I'm sure most listeners have heard that Highway 61 will be undergoing pretty massive reconstruction in late 2027. And so MnDOT and the City of Hastings and the Downtown Business Association and the Chamber have collaborated to say, how can we best prepare property and business owners that are really affected on the corridor, or any of them throughout the community that want to be involved? And so we'll be hosting an event on the 29th. It is for businesses, and it's an opportunity for them to, first and foremost, get updated on the most recent plans. Secondly, get updated on the projected timeline for construction to get prepared. And then most importantly, form a group that can meet consistently so that they can continually stay informed, that they can collaborate together on marketing efforts and remaining positive and best practices to inform their customers and employees about detours and that type of information. So that's really the main focus of the event. We know that construction won't start for, you know, another year and a half, but let's get together now, get to know each other, form a cohesive group that can meet consistently so that once construction starts, we're prepared to hit any problems that may arise head on.
And you had told me in the past, it's a very high number of businesses that are located on the Highway 61 corridor just here in Hastings. Would you remind me of that number, please?
Yeah, so the businesses that will be directly impacted from the construction is just over 60. So there are a lot of businesses that will be impacted by the construction happening, and that's where we're stronger together. So let's collaborate now. Let's get to know each other. Let's help our neighbors, and let's make sure that we can get through this together.
Christy, what is the timing? If it starts in 27, when do they anticipate this will be done?
That is what we are going to find out on the 29th.
Oh, okay.
So there's a decent amount of unknowns, and that's where the city has been a fantastic partner, and MnDOT is really, really willing to work with the community on this. So that's where this came about. Let's get together. Let's update everyone. We haven't had a chance to connect in a while. and things may change based on funding, but let's prepare with the information that we have now, and then businesses can have at least a framework to work with so that they can start preparing for when construction starts in 2027.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's awesome that you're doing that, and that's a wonderful collaboration between all of those entities. You also are in a partnership with the Hastings Environmental Protectors. Tell us about that.
Yes, so this just came about. The Chamber does a couple education programs throughout the year. One of them is called Access and Issues, and it's an opportunity for local businesses to meet with elected officials and decision makers, and then also tackle some head-on issues that they're facing in their business right now. And so the Hastings Environmental Protectors came to the Chamber and said, you know, we got a grant. We're doing some energy audits with Excel for a couple residential areas in town, and we'd like to offer this opportunity to the business community. And so the Chamber, through our connections, know of a program through our state chamber called Energy Smart. And this program will come for free to local businesses and do an energy audit and help local businesses understand where they may be able to save some money by putting in some energy efficient upgrades. So we are going to be doing an event in November that brings in the Minnesota Chambers program and then also brings in the Hastings Environmental Protectors group to say, here's the success we've seen in the residential areas, and you can do this for your commercial space as well. So that will be kicking off in November. I believe it's November 11th. And I think it'll be a really good education series for local businesses.
Boy, it sure sounds like it. Well, that is what the Hastings Chamber does, doesn't it? It really does advocate for the local businesses, all local businesses.
It does. It's important. I mean, our local businesses are a core of our community, and they work really hard. So we want to make sure that we're working hard for them.
And our local businesses in particular in Hastings really are mostly family owned.
They are. So they wear a lot of hats and they're extremely busy. And that's where the staff at the chamber and the board can come in and say, okay, here are some things that we're hearing. We want to make sure that you're staying informed and connected and educated on these topics so that you can run your business as successful as possible.
Well, we really appreciate all the work that you do, Christy. Thank you so much. Christy Bars is the president of the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to mention your websites.
Sure. So we have a few. For anyone interested in shopping local or looking for jobs locally, our Chamber of Commerce website is hastingsmn.org. Or if you have visiting friends and family or want to get to know more tourism assets within the community, our tourism website is visithastingsmn.org.
Great to chat with you. Thank you so much. This show is called Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.